Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site for you. We give them away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. Go and see for yourself. Get interactive. FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up, a botched FBI raid, as well as some, apparently, for some people, shocking news about innocent people being slaughtered in Afghanistan. I guess for the people that didn't know that was happening, it's now been confirmed by someone in the military, someone relatively high up, and Julia will be telling us about that. But let's go first to the phones, and you and your thoughts will go to Kenneth in Colorado. And Kenneth, if I'm recalling correctly, you were on the air with us Saturday night. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm calling about the Respect States and Citizens' Rights Act.
Okay, you're not going to read it to us, are you?
No, I was just done reading it when you hung up on me Friday.
Okay.
Or Saturday. Anyway.
Give it to him, Kenneth.
What it does, basically, is where there are laws, a state that has laws about marijuana, it strikes federal supremacy for those laws, meaning that the states get their way in terms of marijuana. That's what that law, that act does. It's not perfect. It's not extensive, but it's a lot more freedom than we would have if we don't have it.
And is this something that's being proposed
on the federal level?
That's correct. There are currently 18 legislators co-sponsoring it, or 18 total sponsoring it.
Are they mostly from Colorado and Washington, or what's the makeup?
I think four or five of them are from Colorado out of seven, and I believe there are a few from Washington, but you could guess they're going to be from states mostly, the sponsors are going to be mostly from states where they have some form of cannabis legislation.
Why would they do it, though? I mean, you know, these individual legislators are from these states. They have whatever opinion they have necessarily. I mean, do they feel really any obligation to represent the people of their state?
Actually, that's exactly what the Republican from Colorado that's on the list said.
Okay, what did he say?
Mike Kaufman said that he's against marijuana legalization. He strongly opposed 64. But he says, I also have an obligation to respect the will of the voters given the passage of this initiative, and I so feel obligated to support this legislation.
Interesting.
So, and there are a few, I don't know what you want to call them, somewhat principled or somewhat, I don't know what the term is, guilty-feeling Republicans out there that feel that if they want, I think the big deal is you got a Democrat talking about supporting states' rights. And that puts Republicans in a bind. Do you agree with states' rights, or don't you?
Yeah, and Democrats have been all along kind of shifty on states' rights, and whenever it's convenient for them, they'll go for it. I think what the real crux of this is will the police unions and other organizations that don't want to see marijuana legalized get to these politicians? On a state level, politicians are less valuable and therefore less likely to be bought and paid for. On a national level, politicians are valuable and therefore more likely to already have been bought and paid for. And it's
easy. I think what makes a big difference is an organization like LEAP, because in the House of Representatives, you're talking about local people, not the senators. And I think they're more likely to listen to retired law enforcement on something like this than the senators will be. So I think what really needs to happen is a strong showing of support in the House of Representatives, and if they get a strong showing of support, then they've got a chance.
Well, I'm not going to keep my fingers crossed. I mean,
no,
it is the federal government, but it's an interesting proposal, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
I thought people should get the people that are inclined to write legislators, this is a good time to write.
What's it called, the act again?
It's called the Respect States and Citizens' Rights Act of 2012, and if only it did all that. That would be really good, but
it's only marijuana.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Oh, it's only for marijuana? I missed that point
it's
of this. I thought it was
for
overall.
Marijuana, but you know, the name of it sounds really good. It's like, well,
yeah, it sure does.
That's all the rights, you know.
All right, Kenneth, thanks for sharing that tonight. Sure. Appreciate the call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. you may bring up whatever's on your mind.
Well, with two states legalizing marijuana and California practically having already legalized marijuana, and Massachusetts having essentially pretty close to legalized marijuana in that it's a civil fine below a certain amount and people don't have to pay that civil fine. I think that the federal government is getting to the point where it's just going to be, and by the way, Central American countries, Uruguay, which is South America, has just, is Uruguay or Paraguay? Uruguay, I think, is legalizing state-grown marijuana, which I find a horrifying idea. Canada essentially has marijuana bars up there, is that not correct?
It's pretty underground. I know of, I knew of four in Toronto specifically, and one of them got raided and shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not really. They're not really marijuana bars.
Just socially acceptable.
The one that we went to, this was years ago now, you could not order marijuana. You could bring your own and then have a rented room in which you could use a vaporizer that they provided for you.
We also had hash oil milkshakes.
And they did sell, sell milkshakes with cannabis in them. So
that will get you high?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, don't please, let's not pretend like Mark knows.
If you consume cannabis, you will get high.
It could just be the oil. I don't know.
Oh, if you consume the oil, you will get high.
Okay,
hashish oil will make you very high.
So let's just call it legal in Toronto.
Socially acceptable.
So somebody raided the place. Look, in Sarasota, Florida, prostitution is illegal. However, they have things that they call jack shacks or these lingerie modeling things all up and down the beautiful scenic famous North Trail, North Tamiami Trail there, where you can go and
it's famous.
Look at women model underwear or get an intimate massage. My quotation mark fingers are going, and they say that's not prostitution. But every once in a while, they raid one of these places.
Right.
Let's be serious here, folks. That's prostitution. And they just kind of, wink and look the other way most of the time until somebody, makes them mad and then they go after somebody.
Sure.
So I'm not sure what happened there at your club, but if there's several of these clubs, and as far as I'm concerned, it's relatively legal. The federal government just isn't going to, they're not going to be able to, they don't have enough fingers to stick in this dike. This dike is getting ready to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. In other news, Julia, you had this Afghan story that you wanted to share with us.
Sure. This is actually huge news from the Huffington Post reporting on it. As reported on the New York Times last week, a significant number of Afghans continue to be killed by U.S. and NATO forces despite
NATO. Yeah.
Despite new rules issued by General Stanley McChrystal meant to help reduce civilian casualties. Indeed, the number of Afghans who have been killed or hurt by troop shootings at convoys and military checkpoints has basically remained the same since McChrystal announced his initiatives. We have shot an amazing number of people, but to my knowledge, no one has ever proven to be a threat, said McChrystal. So this is a...
No one.
Yeah, no one. That's a pretty big statement right there. This is what he said during a video conference with troops, the New York Times reported. Talking Points Memo has obtained a longer transcript of McChrystal's statements, which you can read in full here. McChrystal's spokesman, Tad Schultes, tried to place the general's comments in context in an email to TPN. I'm not sure what that stands for. It must be some sort of news.
Sounds like it.
The general was urging his forces to exercise courageous restraint by suggesting that it is unlikely that erratic behavior at a checkpoint constitutes a threat, while also expressing...
So he's only talking about checkpoints here, right? Like, when he said
lots
that...
Lots of people getting smoked at checkpoints, though.
Right, but when he said that no one was a threat, he only means in the context of at these checkpoints.
It says at convoys... Convoys and checkpoints.
Convoys and checkpoints. So let's come back with a little bit more on this here at 855-450-FREE. Basically, you've got troops with itchy trigger fingers thinking everybody's a threat, when in point of fact, according to this commander guide, no one has been a threat.
Has been, right.
Right. To this point, no one has been a threat at these locations.
An important distinction.
And they've just been blasting people away. 1-855-450-3733. Tell your story. Maybe you were in the military and you experienced this. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. You can see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine right there at the top of the page at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the place to go to get your bitcoins. If you don't know about bitcoins, you haven't been listening to Free Talk Live. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees on that sending and receiving online. BitInstant.com is the place to go get them. They've got more than a million locations, including just doing it from your desk on the internet, if that's what you want to do, or your laptop, or you know, notebook, whatever you want to do. BitInstant.com, they're in more than 30 countries. They make it, they're the biggest, fastest, easiest, safest way to get your bitcoins. BitInstant.com.
We're talking about a shocking article, at least for some people. I mean, we already knew that innocent Afghan folks were being murdered by the U.S. military. We were well aware of that. But some people would like to deny it.
It's manslaughtered, if nothing else, right?
And or write it off as though, oh, I just happened to break a few eggs, make an omelet. You know, it's just that they write it off. They write off the death of innocent people as the price that one has to pay to go to war. Of course, why anyone is in this war is another question.
Yeah, right. We did have a vet call in a few weeks ago who said that the reason, and it was on a Saturday night, remember the one that we were told that we disrespected after we had a cordial conversation with him?
Oh, yeah.
Asked him some questions. And people called in and said that we disrespected him, I guess because we asked him some questions. He said that we were there to help people. He had gone there. He had passed out water
bottles. You mean the U.S. military?
The U.S. military. Well, I'm only saying what he said.
Oh, okay.
They had gone there, passed out water bottles and first aid and done all kinds of things for people in the villages and that sort of thing. Yeah, they shot some folks, but, you know, it's all in the course of business. So if the reason that the United States military is in Afghanistan, according to this vet, which is to help people, then perhaps with, what was it, an amazing number of people shot at roadside checkpoints?
Yes, that's the quote.
The quote from General McChrystal?
Sergeant.
Sergeant?
No, he's not a sergeant.
General.
General.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm terrible at military rank. It is general.
He's dressed in green fatigues. I mean, you can't tell one from the other.
There are some sergeants that get more done than some generals. I will certainly give them that. So, I mean, these are all his quotes, not mine. So one can conclude that perhaps the doing them good while doing them evil thing isn't really working out, and we should just withdraw. Really, there is, I mean, at this point, the only thing that they can claim that they're in Afghanistan for is to, you know, see some stability, try to get some stability in the military. But they haven't turned over I'm forgetting the name of the prison there they were supposed to turn over in this amount of time. They've turned over thousands of prisoners, but they haven't turned over all the prisoners. Mm. And Karzai is basically telling the military there's practically a civil war going on, kicking America out, starting today. Karzai has basically told Afghanis that they can go ahead, you know, Afghan cops and stuff, that they can do whatever it takes to get this place out of the hands of the military.
Hmm.
U.S. military.
And that's today you said that.
That's what I heard on NPR. I mean, I haven't studied it thoroughly, but it's a little crazy.
So he's saying that at all these checkpoints, roadside checkpoints / and on their convoys, that they've been blasting people left and right, and that not a one of them, 0%, were a threat in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, the quote is, none has ever been proven to be a threat.
Yeah.
So when they've looked into it afterwards,
after the fact,
there's never been any sort of indication that they were threats.
Unarmed men, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
To continue the article, these are some of his specific remarks. We really ask a lot of our young we really ask a lot out of our young service people out on the checkpoints, because there's danger. They're asked to make very rapid decisions in an often
apparently
unclear...
there's not danger.
Well, I'm sure that they feel
they perceive that there's danger. They're in a scary place, which is unfamiliar, and there could be people out there looking to hurt them. But as of yet, there apparently are no examples of there any being any actual danger.
Well, so
just because you feel scared on Halloween doesn't mean there are ghouls and goblins out to eat your soul.
Well, okay. So there's let's be clear. There are different jobs that different organizations should be doing. The military is out there doing things that are getting them shot at by people. And then they're doing things that are police work.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a brain surgeon doing the butcher's work and a butcher doing the brain surgeon's work, you're going to have a problem there. Soldiers should never be tasked with the job of police. I mean, if you're going to take over a country and institute policing measures, you should have policing people.
Well, they have the military police, don't they?
Military police, okay, then let's hold them accountable like we hold police accountable and not put them in positions where the military's, you know, where they're being shot at like the military. See, here's the problem. You're taking shell-shocked soldiers that are used to being in battle situations, and then you're putting them on a road and saying, hey, why don't you stop these cars, make sure there's nothing going on here. Like, there's two totally
different... When in doubt, pull the trigger, apparently, is the rule.
And it should, I mean, like...
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay, it's a reasonable expectation to see that that is what's going to happen. If you want somebody to go out and do a bunch of killing, if you've got a good reason to do that, you know what you get? You get a bunch of hyped-up 20-year-old males with machine guns who got a little bit of attitude, a really short haircut, and way too much testosterone.
Yeah.
And you send them out, and they kill. Kill all the way to the capital of wherever it is you're trying to get.
Mm.
And then, when you're trying to provide stability to a place, you send in a bunch of 40-year-old cops and, you know, have 10 years on the beat or whatever, and you provide stability to a location. Like, it's a different job.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Of course, what they should do is just leave.
It's an easier solution.
Yeah.
I mean, why in the world the United States government, why I am paying to police Afghanistan just doesn't make any sense to me.
Me neither, and that's why I stopped.
Good for you.
Anything else?
So he continues, however, to my knowledge, in the 9-plus months I've been here, not a single case we have engaged where we have engaged in an escalation of force has hurt. And it has hurt someone. Has turned out that the vehicle had a suicide bomb. So in not in any case has it turned out that the vehicle had a suicide bomb or weapons in it. And in many cases, they had families in them.
Yep, I remember seeing the video footage of them blasting up a minivan at one point.
Imagine the TSA with guns and grenades.
Mm. And the ability to use them without any sort of consequence.
What consequences do the TSA face currently?
Well, there's not a whole lot, but at least you know, people at the TSA checkpoints have the ability to have a video camera there, for instance, and those videos get out. Like, when the TSA misbehaves, in a lot of cases it's caught and talked about and there's news coverage. These people are being blasted, and it's not news, right? This is just a statistic for most people over here.
What's being called, generally, by the State Department, I mean, wasn't it the... I can't remember what the guy's name was, the quote was on, but basically, we've had no civilian deaths in Pakistan. Like, they're dropping hellfire missiles on people from drones, and they haven't hit... All those four
That's
and five-year-olds they're killing, those were the enemy.
All right, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your comments are certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east. But we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct. And I recommend you do the same. It's GMO free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy them. You can head over there and get interactive in a variety of ways. The cam is one of those methods, and that allows you to watch and listen to the show as well as interact, because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And are you tired of the general preparedness and survival advice that just doesn't seem to have reason or context behind it? And how about those TV shows where they just have a single focus, single scenario focus? With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? Well, there's a book that can help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what it is that you can do about it. It's called Strategic Survival, and it is chock full of information, knowledge, other material that it references you can take a look at. It'll allow you to take simple actions to prepare, which allow you to turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. So go to strategicsurvival.com. Mark, this book is not just available in print. Is that correct?
That's right. It's available in every way that you want to get a book. But, you know, you might want to have it in print, though. If you were going to, if
power goes out,
if you're concerned about a survival situation, you may not want to have just read the book. You may want to have the book in a hard
copy as a reference.
But maybe you want to just read it and see whether it's right for you. And, you know, it's a little cheaper that way. And then go get a dead tree copy if that's what you want to do. StrategicSurvival.com.
Yes, indeed. We're going to continue. If you've got more, Julia, we'll share that in a moment. But first, Lauren is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the military and for a lot of people, a shocking admission by Stanley McChrystal, who's a general in Afghanistan, admitting that they have been slaughtering people over there, innocent Afghans. He calls it an amazing number of innocent Afghans have been shot at various different military checkpoints and convoys. And after the fact, they find out that, oh, that was a family. Oh, that was a delivery man. Oh, that was just somebody driving somewhere. None of them, none of the people, none of the amazing number of innocent people that have been shot were actually a threat.
To quote the general.
That's what he said. So Lauren's with us in New York. Go ahead, Lauren.
How you doing,
hey.
Guys?
That's great. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to say real quickly, you know, I just ate some raw chicken, so I'm feeling all right.
What?
You know, I've been serving the gods from the other dimension. I hear a lot of this hoopla about Afghanistan, but honestly, they don't
stop
care.
Before we go to Afghanistan, start me off with this raw chicken thing.
And the god from the other dimension.
What's all that about?
Just what I do.
All right.
I'm trying to, it's a strategy, you know?
No, I don't. No,
I have
don't.
To kill off the old flesh so the new flesh can grow.
The flesh? New flesh?
Yeah.
Is it the flesh of the chicken?
Well, you know, I have to kill off my old body so my new body can grow.
And the idea is you're going to poison yourself with raw meat so that'll kill... I'm confused. Can you explain this? Start me from the beginning, because I really want to know how it is that eating raw meat, which could be, of course, carrying salmonella and other...
certainly raw chicken.
Yeah.
People eat, like, steaks that are not really that
steak
cooked.
Tartare.
But chicken needs to be cooked all the way through is typically the what
pork
people
too.
Say. Yes.
Well, I know nothing's going to happen to me, because I've already... prayed and I've already meditated, but
are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious.
So you think you can just pray over some raw chicken and that'll make it so you don't get poisoning?
Do you look both ways before you cross the street?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
okay.
I mean the gods from the other dimension are going to do everything. So
tell me more about these gods from the other dimension.
Well, bad gods and like spirits, like people that you meet on the street. There's good people and there's bad people, and the gods that I worship are the good gods. Now we have people in power in the United States who worship the bad gods from the other side. That's how David Icke is making his money, because he's exposing these people. They worship the reptilian. Jews.
Wow, man. You really believe all that stuff?
Yeah, I do.
And you believe it why? Because you watch some internet videos?
No. I've done my research.
How do you research gods in another dimension?
Lizard Jew people.
Aren't you just researching what other people are claiming on internet videos and websites?
No. Listen, have you ever heard of the pineal gland?
The pineal gland, mm-hmm.
Whatever. You know what it's called. Listen, after you die, DMT gets released into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Or a near-death experience. This has been studied. And after you have the near-death experience, you go to another dimension, and you either see reptilians or... turtles or rats or some crazy crap like that.
So you actually haven't experienced this. I'm guessing from what you're saying, you're talking as though you haven't actually experienced it, correct?
Well, no, but it's been researched before.
I see. Mm.
New Mexico University, I believe. I'm going to have to look that up for you.
So some people took DMT and they experienced a hallucinogenic state in which they saw reptilians, is what you're saying. And
yeah.
That proves that there are extra-dimensional gods who should be worshipped by eating raw foods, raw chicken, to be specific.
Well, see, you're trying to trivialize it. You're trying to make it funny.
Well, it sounds kind of...
Wait a second.
Crazy.
It's funny already. Shape-shifting lizard people, and all this stuff, that's... That's kind of a funny story, right?
The bottom half of our brains are reptilian.
Okay. That doesn't...
And the pineal gland allows us to see in the other dimension.
Pineal gland.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yes. Can you shift shapes?
I haven't achieved that class yet. I don't
can somebody,
want that.
Can somebody,
I don't want
can
that.
You,
I want to be me.
Can you get a YouTube video to me of somebody shifting shapes?
Right. right now, the situation I'm in right now, I don't have internet at my house.
Mark, it doesn't matter anyway. The lizard Jews have a filtering system that prevents all video of these things happening from getting out. Haven't you heard? Don't you know anything?
Well, I really wanted to talk about Afghanistan.
I really feel sad for you, Lauren, because I feel like you've gone down a really scary rabbit hole that has led you to a place where you may be bordering on a very dangerous, you may be past the line of being in a very dangerous mental state where you could be a danger to yourself. I don't think you're probably not a danger to others, but you could be a danger to yourself at this point. You're eating raw chicken, which could make you sick. I realize you feel like you're praying over it. I'm taking you at your word, Lauren, and I'm believing that you're not trying to...
Somebody believes this, David. I crap.
This isn't
there.
A crank call, you know, on your part. I think that yes, you have called before, which is why I don't think this is a crank call, because we've heard you, suppose these theories previously, or theories that were, I guess, preliminary to this. You were kind of going down the rabbit hole previously. You did not, at least you had not revealed to us that you had gone this far. I would seriously consider seeking some sort of counseling where you can talk to somebody who's a professional about this, because I think that you're putting yourself in danger. And that's not the lizard Jews that are telling me to say that to you. That's just me, from me to you. I'm not a gatekeeper for the New World Order or anything like that.
I wasn't going to accuse you of that. I really wanted to talk about Afghanistan, because I know how you guys are with the you guys just denounce everything that you don't know as a conspiracy theory. Okay, I get it. But let's talk about Afghanistan. Now,
were you in Afghanistan?
No.
He's 17.
I'm 18.
I'll tell you what. Hang on. We'll let you talk about Afghanistan here in a moment. But please, stop eating the raw chicken, okay?
Please.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. I don't know what else to say about that.
It can't be real.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
it
real.
Could be.
It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations, absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Whether you want to talk about something serious or something that you think is serious but actually is pretty disturbing and possibly dangerous to yourself. We'll continue here, 855-453. We've got Lauren on the line in New York, and he started out with what I thought was a very concerning perspective on things, and we can talk more about that in a little bit. But he did want to talk to us about Afghanistan and what's going on over there, and what we had seen here from Stanley McChrystal, who's the general, one of the generals, I guess, over in Afghanistan, who reporting there was a report which apparently we learned was actually a little bit older than we thought.
Yeah, we got it as a news story. It's not a news story, but it's still disturbing.
It is a news story from 2010.
It's not a new news story.
Right. And but it's, you know, still, hey, look, they were slaughtering innocent people, and that's what this guy said. He admitted that they were slaughtering an amazing number of innocent Afghans.
I can't imagine that that's not still the same status today.
Right. So there's actually a follow-up piece, Mark, that you've got that's sort of related from Afghanistan. We can get to that in a moment. But Lauren wanted to comment on the Afghanistan situation, so go ahead.
Yeah, Stanley McChrystal, I believe he got removed a long time ago. I was thinking about that, like, McChrystal. He got removed a long time ago because
I thought it was strange,
article.
Too.
Huh?
It kind of stuck in my mind, too.
Yeah, but whatever, it doesn't matter. But you know, there's certain, and this is what I've gotten from war. People don't care. Americans don't care. Honestly, Americans don't care about this type of stuff. So it's going to keep on going on. And I believe that the reason why we go into war so much is, I don't know if it's so much for the petrodollar or, because you know the ultimate goal is Iran. That's the ultimate goal right there. We want to go into Iran.
I don't want to go into Iran. It's certainly not my goal. I'm not interested in that. But I don't know if you can really say what the ultimate goal of the U.S. military is. I think that they just do what they're told. And what the people who are controlling them, like Barack Obama, what their goal is, that's open to speculation. I mean, maybe it's to increase the size of the military-industrial complex, to bring new contracts to those military-industrial creator, you know, product creators, you know, the people that are manufacturing the bombs and the tanks and the you know, the guns and the boots, and that could be the goal, to just perpetuate warfare in general, whether it's to Iran or to, you know, Pakistan or to wherever it is that they're going to be fighting. Lauren, thanks for the call tonight. Please stop eating the raw chicken. Yeah.
I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Listen, I think there's certain things going on in the government that we definitely don't know about. They want to go to war, and they want to kill people on certain days to praise the bad gods, like I was telling you. Okay, it's important for us to open up our third eyes. Okay, and that's all I
want to
say.
What days do they want to kill people on? I mean, can we only extrapolate it after we find out what days people die?
May Day, days in April, I mean...
They're killing people all the time. You realize that, right?
I know, but they like to do it on certain days. They like to revel in it in certain days.
Do you, when you say they, do you mean the people who are giving the orders or the grunts on the ground?
The people who are giving the orders. And the reptilian, the reptilians who are standing behind them... From another dimension, they hack into the drone feed and they sit down there and they get off on it.
Now, you know this from watching David Icke videos online?
Well, listen, I know this because I know how the UN works. Wherever the UN goes, they have a child sex scandal.
Well, you just mix it all up together, don't you?
These are NATO forces.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Well, now there is some truth to you know, the idea that the UN peacekeepers, for instance, have gone into different areas like in Africa and have allegedly raped children.
Yep.
I mean, those allegations are out there.
Stuff, sure.
I mean, so there's something to that. But the way he just kind of rolls everything in, you know, together as though there's some connection,
I read a book.
Raw chicken, David Icke, reptilians. Look,
raw chicken sounds disgusting taste-wise. So if you're not even talking about safety, I can't imagine having raw chicken in my mouth. And I don't get it.
Gods.
Do they have chickens in the other dimension?
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Mark?
I read a book. It was called Super Sense. And in this book, they talk about a study that was done. I can't tell you the name of the study, and I'm sorry for that. I've cited it as well as I can cite this this claim. In it, they claim that there's a paradigm, basically from paranoid schizophrenic to atheist, and that there's a bell curve, and that people on the inside of this bell curve essentially are, you know, along a continuum of people that are able to put situations together in their mind. So usually paranoid schizophrenics believe it's all about them. The black helicopters, they're following them.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, the black helicopters aren't following you. You better watch out. It's the black helicopters are following me. I've got to get out of here.
We had the one lady call who believed she was being poisoned through the
floor.
Yeah, the gas through the floor and that sort of thing.
And it's always about them.
People were following her,
so
too.
So they can put a lot of desperate different facts together, mm-hmm. and conclude
and create
a story.
Something from that.
And, you know, then basically you can look at this, and this is how religious thought is put together. You know, I see this, I see that, I see this, I see God in it. Here we go, we got God. And, you know,
because humans are good at connecting dots after the fact, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's a bell curve. So more people are in the center where they're able to put together some facts and see some kind of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I can put some facts together and see some kind of story. Whereas, and then some people are sort of out on the end, the atheist types that see no connection to, you know, this fact, this fact, this fact, this fact, and whatever conclusion people come to.
The perennial skeptic.
The perennial skeptic. Yeah. That's a good term. And so, I mean, I feel like Lauren's sitting out on the edge of the far end of the left side of the bell curve on this one. You know, that he's...
He's 17?
18.
18?
When you get some people that have mental illness issues, mm-hmm. on the internet, and they're talking about their story, and they come up with a good story, then it's going to feed the other stories on down the line. They get their stories from somewhere. So,
right.
You know, I mean, they take current facts and put them together, things that they've experienced and heard, and put them together into a story. And I kind of feel like that's what goes on here.
And then you've got somebody like David Icke, who, you know, is, I guess, seems like an authority to someone like Lauren, right? I mean, he's been around for a while. He is a good speaker. you know, he's got some things that he says that are, in my opinion, right on. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's into metaphysics and all that, and I like, you know, kind of his worldview from that perspective. But I'm not on board with the idea that there are lizard men out there who are secretly controlling
dimension.
The world and all that. And I don't know, you know, I have never really listened to him speak on those topics. So how much of that, you know, how much of what Lauren was saying there is what David Icke says, I don't know. You know, how much of it is people who are spinning off from what David Icke says into, you know, their own version of it and adding things to it? Who knows? I you know, I looked, for instance, on Google for raw chicken and David Icke, and I couldn't find anything. So I think that...
Is that just his own spin on it?
You mean Lauren's spin?
Maybe he just likes raw chicken, and since he prays, he can eat it.
Any speculation is valid.
It's just
here
that, yeah.
On this. But one of the questions I have asked on Twitter and Facebook is, what would you have said to Lauren? I mean, I said something that I thought was, you know, trying to... Not, I didn't want to make fun of him too much. I wanted to, you know, like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
The guy's obviously serious about what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's eating raw chicken.
He seems serious. I'm going to take him at his word that he is doing that. And if that's true, then you should stop and maybe get some help, because there really is something that you're doing that's dangerous to yourself. But what would you have said if you were in my role? Or maybe you just, you know Lauren. Let's say you know Lauren. He's somebody you know from work, or you know, somebody from school or a family member. What do you say to somebody who starts just talking cockamamie? I mean, what do you say in that situation? Do you just nod your head and go, and then get away from that person? Or do you, you know, show that you're concerned? And if so, what's the right way to go about it? And who should he talk to? Is a psychologist? A therapist? What? Who deals with this?
You know, I think that it's also a lesson for anybody who might call themselves a conspiracy theorist. I don't like that term. I think everybody's a conspiracy theorist. All you have to do is look at radio or pundits on air, and they're all, you know, talking about some conspiracy or another. But I'm, you know, people that may believe in the New World Order and that kind of thing is, you know, there are people that believe that there are lizard Jews from other dimensions controlling it all, and that you should eat raw chicken to open your third eye or whatever. And they're crazy, but you know, some of the stories aren't crazy. So where does the crazy end?
And where does it begin?
I don't know.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. What would you have said to Lauren? Hour number two's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.